Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dude. I guess you've got a point there.
This is Sports Sunday.
Hey, Skid Mark Steve.
Hey, dude.
You still just hanging out playing Nintendo?
Well, if you must know, I'm in my second year of med school, and I'm training for the summer games. What are you two up to?
Just hanging out, playing Nintendo.
A recap of the sports week, a preview of today's games, and next week's big stories.
Do you think Shaq got rich playing in Orlando? Hardly. He made his fortune moving to L.A. You know how much he makes now?
As much as he ate playing in college?
What? No.
Now, here are Rashawn Taylor and Joe Fisher.
What happened after?
You know, it was a team effort, and I guess it took every player working together to lose this one.
Thanks, Doug. And so...
Hey, want to do an interview with me?
No.
With Sports Sunday on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Bob, in all my years of calling games, I don't think I've ever been this excited.
You're excited? Feel these nipples.
Hour number two, Sports Sunday. 1080 The Fan, Joe Fisher, Rashawn Taylor, Jordan Schultz behind the glass. 1080 The Fan, Odyssey app, YouTube, Twitch for the kids. Still trying to lobby that we throw this thing up on OnlyFans. Never know what people's kinks are. Just watching two dudes.
Gotta get the TikTok going too.
Well, that's above our pay grade. In fact, we don't get paid for that at all.
Do we even Do we have fans that are on TikTok? Are you on TikTok, Joe?
No.
No, but it's the best way. You were saying reaching the younger peeps. That is another great way to reach the younger peeps. Getting that live stream up on TikTok.
Yeah, let's start creating dances.
Oh, I can do it. Easy. What do you guys want to learn?
No. I'm good.
I'm chubby. I'm white. I don't look good dancing.
Which is why you're going to be the one to be doing those TikTok dances.
People be like, get the hell off my screen.
Like, seriously. Like,
shirt off.
You could go viral for us and bring more eyes, you know, not just to Sports Sunday, but
right,
to
get them
all
clicks.
The shows.
Get them clicks, baby.
Yeah, bring the truffle shuffle back in 2024. Nah, that ain't happening.
Hot. We'll be caught dead before jumping on the TikTok, I believe, on 1080 The Fan. Don't think that'll be happening anytime soon.
I think it would. It will eventually.
I've uploaded a couple things to the old Instagram Reels before.
Hey, there you go.
On our page.
because I feel like that's like less of a cesspool. It's basically the same stuff from TikTok, but for some reason, feels cleaner. I feel better about myself looking at videos on that versus actually going to like TikTok. I don't know if it is better, but I like to believe that it is. So I'm sticking with that story.
Oh, there you go.
I'm sticking with it. Damn it. Let's see here. What's going on? Sports and stuff, right?
Men's game?
That's right. Men's game. That is tomorrow. And I would say, well, fun fact here. Purdue, the second team ever and only to lose to a 16 seed 1 year and then make the national championship the very next year.
Well, go ahead, Boilermakers.
Yeah. Whether they will win, we shall find out. They are going up against UConn tomorrow in the national championship game. Do you got a tip time channel for me, Rashad?
Yes, I can grab that for you right now. 6:30 TBS.
6:30 TBS, and that's why also the West Coast is the best coast for sports viewing. Yikes. Because if you were on the East Coast, a UConn fan, that'd be tipping off at 8:30.
Why is this game on TBS?
Well, and Purdue as well. They're yeah, I believe in the Central Mountain or Central Time Zone.
So. It doesn't say like TBS/TNT/CBS or
nah, man. This just thing TBS. Says TBS.
Yeah, that's not good. That's really dumb.
That's awful. Like,
I mean, we literally have the women's championship game on ABC, which is fantastic.
I mean, TBS used to have like NBA basketball. Remember that?
They still do.
I don't know if they have NBA.
Who do they have?
I mean, they do obviously college basketball this time. No,
they used to, you know, the TBS and TNT, and you know that's where, you know, obviously inside the NBA was, you know, from there. But yeah, TNT or NBA used to be on TBS, you know, all the time.
Well, they used to air the Atlanta Braves all the time too back in the day.
Yeah, that was that was their station.
Either way, that's egregious. That should not be a thing.
Do you think we're getting to the point like maybe next year we'll actually? It's hard to schedule the first rounds together where the national championship ends up on the same day. But do you think like, I don't know, a team could skip a day or they could formulate it to where the men's and women's natties could be like a 12 tip on a Sunday, then like a 3 p.m. tip on a Sunday or something. Ooh, like that.
Do a little men's and women's double.
Yeah,
header.
Why not? That's the best way to get it consumed by everybody out there, right?
Yeah, two games back to back for the most part. Like, why?
Well, I would also say, I mean, I think the first thing is that it's on TBS, for God's sakes.
That's true.
Like, what are we doing?
Well, everybody's been bitching and moaning, and rightfully so, about the ladies' college game getting to the level of the men's college game. It's obvious that it is being pushed out way farther than the men's game this year, guys. The ladies' game on ABC, ESPN, and ESPN Plus.
Get out of here.
Come on. This isn't even close. So, yes, you guys are right. This sucks. The men's game should not be on this late. But, hey, we're here.
Not even that late.
It's the national championship game, for God's sake. It's Catalina Wine Mixer.
But the ladies are here, and that's good to see. You know what? The fact that we're talking about the men's teams dealing with this as opposed to the ladies, I think that's great. We've actually advanced in society to where we want to watch a ladies' basketball game more than we want to watch a men's basketball game right now. And I find that awesome.
And I think, I mean, you're seeing that but just by looking at the stations in which the game is going to be broadcast on. If you're the men's game and you're not even on TBS and TNT. You're just TBS, right? And so I don't even think, I'll be honest, I don't even think I have TBS on, you know, because I have
cable.
If you have TNT, you have TBS.
No, I don't. Ears? Okay. I don't. No, I have, well, here's the thing. I have Max. So because of Max,
you definitely
I
have it then.
TNT and stuff like that. But like if I were to have Fubo, which I got just to watch the Blazers play.
Well, you're burning your money, my friend.
Well, yeah, I am. I'm definitely canceling this year. But also, Fubo gives me ABC and NBC and all the other channels
Pac-12
that I need
Network.
To be a Pac-12 Network.
Useless
all the other
now.
Thing doesn't really matter at this point. But I still get all the other, you know, stuff that I'll need. TBS and TNT. If I'm not watching the Thursday game, I'm pretty much doesn't really matter to me. So for this game to be on TBS, for those who don't have Max. Because Max is kind of corny outside of that. But, yeah, I feel bad for – not feel bad for the men because the women's game has been so much more exciting this year. Quick, Jordan – well, not Jordan because I know you know. But, Joe, name three stars from college basketball that don't play for Oregon and aren't playing in the haven't played in the Final Four.
That haven't played in the Final Four?
Yeah.
That one guy. Those three guys. You know who I'm talking about.
We don't know them. Like, we don't know who those guys are. You know, it's hard to be excited about watching a bunch of kids that you don't really know who they are or who's cold or whatever the case is. Like, we can name, you know, outside of these two teams playing, we can name, and outside of the teams in the Final Four, we could probably name another few women that play college basketball this year that were big names, that were bigger names. And so I think the ladies have got it right. I think, you know, considering the way the draft works now and considering the way that Angel Reese is a junior, right? And Caitlin Clark is also like a junior or
yeah, they're both headed to the WNBA.
Yeah,
you know,
Paige Bueker is these are ladies that have been there for a few years and been able to get eyes on them. So at least we care enough about the game. Like, the best player from UConn is probably a freshman and probably leaving, you know, this year. And the best players from Kentucky who got, you know, beat in the first round, they're probably leaving this year as well. No one cares about the men's game. Like, the best players in most cases don't even go to college anymore. They're coming from Europe. They're going straight to the G League and stuff like that. They don't need to go to college anymore.
Hey,
like that.
You're rude for putting that on me, just right on my plate without me giving me time to actually look up the names of players in college basketball. But I definitely know Armando Bacot, Kyle Filipowski,
right?
Hunter Dickinson for Kansas. You're rude. That's three right there.
That's three.
You want me to keep scrolling
reading
on this list?
Yeah, I mean,
Bronny James. Hello.
Oh,
5 points a game
in the transfer portal, and also probably going. The Blazers are going to pick him second overall.
That
I guarantee.
Declaring for the draft thing is so stupid.
If he goes to the draft, and when he goes to the draft, and the Blazers are going to be the first, second, or third pick, more than likely second or third because we're Blazers, then Bronny James, I think somebody's going to be looking like, you know what? He's going to be able to help us get buckets. And maybe he does. Maybe Bronny comes to the NBA and he's what he should have been, you know, in college. College isn't always the best job of showcasing players' talent. Can we agree on that?
Well, because of the way the game's played.
Exactly.
I mean,
it's a little different. But five points is 5 points.
What is the kid for Colorado, Cody Williams, who's supposed to be like a top five pick? Like, you watch any of his games in the Pac-12 tournament or in the tournament itself, because I think they played in the first round and the second round. I don't know if he got double-digit points each time, and he's like a project, but still it's just very much like, all right, well, and that's one thing that with the men's game is that there is not when's the last time we have had, like, I guess since Zion, a bona fide star entering college basketball.
Zion and Ja, outside of that, but Ja wasn't even the star coming in.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, he was at Murray State, and so it's like, maybe the NIL starts to change the tide of this. And also, it was announced earlier this week that G League Ignite is being shut down.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even going to be a thing going forward. So maybe some of these kids who are looking to get this NBA development and get a paycheck. Well, I mean, college basketball with NIL and might be more of a feasible option.
It might be.
For
going
them
to Europe as well, you know, going to play overseas. And mind you, Luka Doncic was a European MVP when he was like 16, like 17. And he was like winning MVPs in the Euros. And now he's arguably the best player in the NBA. You know, we can make a legit argument for Luka being the best in the league. Maybe that's another lane for people. Go at 16, play with some grown men. And then, you know, by the time you're 18, 19, you've played in the Euros for three years. Go ahead and come to the NBA then.
Joe, great point, too, about Scoot Henderson and the G League Ignite that I think is worth pointing out. Scoot would have made more in the current NIL structure staying in college 100%. Than he ever could have done with the G League Ignite. I understand he's 20 years old and just signed an NBA contract, but we're talking like Caitlin Clark, for instance, making near $10 million in NIL money right now. I mean, the numbers that these kids are getting now year to year is way more than the G League could have ever paid them.
So. Yeah, yeah. And Caitlin Clark is way more than she's making in college. She's not going to make that in the WNBA.
Well, no,
she's
endorsements
make that
will help.
Endorsements, yeah, but she's not going to make that forever from her WNBA contract.
Well, in a classic sports radio line here, we'll see what happens. But we will see what happens with the women's game after Caitlin Clark leaves, if it's able to keep this momentum for the years to come. And quite honestly, the men's game, Like I said, they need more stars. They need more household names. They definitely need to get their game off of TBS, for God's sakes. Deal on the Vancouver Ford text line says CBS and TBS switch every year. But
does it? I'd much rather play on CBS.
I'm sorry, guys. The fact that an ugly Canadian white dude is the best player in college basketball right now for the men, it just doesn't help.
Hey, well, he's...
Steven Nash was the best player in the NBA for a
You said he's year, leading girls into the dorm room, so he's clearly not that ugly, Jordan. Right?
It's not about his face. Down. Because you look at his face.
Oh, we know.
And you actually, hell,
he is 7'4".
Have you seen Bol Bol's chick? Have you seen her? Look, Google Bol Bol's girl.
I hate this world.
You do not need to be attractive once you were in the NBA.
Once you got
NFL,
money.
NFL or Major
I literally
League
Google
baseball.
Bol Bol chick.
Bol Bol's lady.
Good for him. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
Good for
Or Tony Snell's.
Yeah, I'm sure those ladies think that those guys are just so cute. Just so cute.
It's true love.
Tony Snell has no business with that woman.
Wow.
No business, but he's a millionaire. So,
again,
what can you say?
Good for them, too. That's true love.
Come on, man. Stop it.
Look, that's multiple children.
Don't do it, fellas.
She's all right.
Don't do it.
It's up and it's good. What are we talking about? What's going on? What other sports stuff? Oh, yeah. I got, we'll see if I even get to my golf stuff. We might actually be able to smash two of these segments into one because they're things that are related. I'm going to leave it up to you, Rashad. NFL or NBA next?
Ooh. We haven't talked any, we're smack dab in the middle or the end of the NBA season. Let's do some NBA.
Okay. There is one team who is absolutely falling apart at the wrong time.
Oh, jeez. Please don't say the Blazers.
Well, I mean, no. What are you talking about? Winners are back-to-back, bud. That's what they call a win streak. No, it's definitely not the Blazers, even though they are broken. We get to another team that is actually in the playoff contention that is completely broken. We do that next here. Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at Autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This was supposed to be a good time, and now I can't sit for a week because of what you've done to me. Whoa, what the hell?
Whoa, Joe. Chill.
What is that? Well, it's not this.
He gave me the nicest, longest piece of meat. So good.
Mike's
in the background.
That was so perfect.
That's what sold it.
He gave me the nicest, longest piece of meat. So good.
So for context, jerks.
Oh, we don't need context.
Yeah, we need context.
No,
yeah.
It's all right.
No, we were talking about pastrami, just so we're clear.
Are we sure?
I'm pretty sure.
That's what they call it nowadays. Okay.
Play it one more time.
He gave me the nicest, longest piece of meat. So good.
Guys, that sounds like a porno conversation. Just that they're both laid back. It's chill.
Even the
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Good times, man.
So funny.
The pastrami was really good. Like, it was like a real, like, sliced pastrami right in front of you, like, straight out of the smoker or whatever. It's like, oh, yeah, that was awesome.
Rashad says that.
Hold on, everybody. Here's the situation.
It's pastrami.
Oh, what's this one? Here's a...
Yes!
Swag. I love it. One more time.
Yes!
That will be the Milwaukee Bucks if they ever get a win in the rest of the season against a competent team.
That's who you want to talk about.
When they won't lose to a lottery team.
Yes!
But soon enough, they will be saying this.
It's over!
About their NBA season, because dear God, they are they're terrible. I think I saw that they're 14-15 since they hired Doc Rivers. Blame the equipment manager, damn it. It's a lackadaisical attitude from everybody in the organization when they're on the road. You saw that? You know, Giannis, earlier this year, he was calling out the team, everybody from the players to the equipment manager.
And that kid is like, what did I do?
We all got to be better. Doc Rivers pulled the card, too. I'll find the exact quote, but he was saying the other day about like their road presence, like how they are on the road as they'll lose a game and then everybody's just, you know, on to the next city, all smiles, acting like everything's all good. And so Doc was saying we all got to be better to the equipment managers, to the players, all of us. We all got to step our game up. And then they went and lost to the third straight lottery team this week. This week, the Bucks have lost to three lottery teams. I believe it was first either the Wizards or the Pistons. It was the Wizards on Tuesday, 117-113. Then they lost the very next day to the Grizzlies at home, 111-101. And then the Raptors, who had lost 15 games in a row, who are on crack, they lost 117-111 at home. That's three straight lottery teams they lost to. Things are going great.
Things are going awesome. I mean, it just doesn't seem like it's things are going so well for our boy Dame in Milwaukee. Mind you, he's winning much more than he was here.
He didn't even want to go
part
there.
Should be noted. And then when he got there, he was like, "This is really boring in Milwaukee. I don't do anything but play 2K, you know, all day, or play video games
or watch boxing videos."
Yeah, like I mean. Listen, I think Milwaukee is a team that kind of knows that where they are in the standings, they're clearly behind Boston. Boston, you know, has clinched clinched their playoff spot already.
Yeah, they
Boston's good. Like, but everybody else, like, they know the Cavaliers aren't creeping up on them just because they've lost, you know, a couple in a row at this point. So the Cavaliers are still a game and a half behind them. They're not worried about Orlando catching up with them. They play when they want to. For the first time, Dame has a bona fide superstar playing on the side of him. Multiple, and really, we could say that.
With multiple all-stars, I mean, if you want to throw Chris Middleton into that.
No, and I'm saying, but not that he hasn't played with really good players, like solid players like Chris Middleton. I think Chris Middleton is a star player, right? If he goes to another team, he's probably going to average somewhere around 23, 24 again. But... yeah, I mean, he was, because when they were winning the championship, he was right around 20 points. So you think that if he becomes the number one scorer, you know, I see a lot of Michael Redd in
because he was a Buck. You're just drawing that.
No, I'm saying just because Michael Redd played with Ray Allen for a minute and like didn't get the buckets that he should have got, and then Ray Allen left, and all of a sudden, man, what do you know? I'm an all-star, or I'm on the Olympic team, and all type of stuff like that. I think Chris Middleton, number one, is a 3-and-D guy. He can shoot. He can play defense. And now that he doesn't have to be the secondary scorer all the time, like, you know, he can do a little bit more of that. But I'm looking at a Boston team that's just under bad leadership. I'm being honest. They weren't worried about losing this many games in a row with Adrian Griffin. They were worried they weren't winning games by enough. Right? That was the big thing with Adrian Griffin. Like, it's just us doing this, and we're over here. Now, I'm sure he's somewhere with all his millions, hands behind his head, laughing, laxed, and chilling because, yeah, you shouldn't have hired. You mean to tell me you're going to replace me with as the best record in the league, one of the best records in the league, with a coach that has showed you over and over and over and over again that even with some of the best talent, I just can't get it done. That's who you decide to replace me with. Hey, man, like you, Giannis, you want to be a superstar? You want to make superstar calls? Here you go. The Bucks are in this position because you decided to force out your coach.
15-16 since firing Adrian Griffin and hiring Doc Rivers, the Milwaukee Bucks are. What does this say about?
You're literally middle of the road.
What does this say about the Eastern Conference that they're still the two seed? I mean, they're a game and a half above the Cavs. They're two games above the Orlando Magic, who are the four seed. The Knicks are tied with them for that four seed, and actually the Bucks and Knicks play each other. The Knicks got a huge blow with Julius Randle being ruled out for the season. I mean, dear God, man. I mean, we talked about this a few months ago, is that, like, if the Celtics don't come out of this Eastern Conference or damn near, like, don't win the NBA Finals, I mean, the Nuggets are looking like the Nuggets again, how they were last year, but there is no reason why the Celtics should not just mollywop this whole conference. And again, that, like, when the Bucks are playing this bad and they're still the two seed, it's just like, damn, the East, you must really suck.
Yeah, Boston leads by 14 games over Milwaukee right
now.
Good God,
man.
It's just ridiculous. And the level of talent over the rest of the East, it's there. I mean, you got really good pieces on a lot of these teams.
That's why the Blazers suck, man. It's just that Western Conference is just tough,
so
right?
Thick, right?
It's not any other reason besides that.
I mean, you look at Jalen Brunson leading the Knicks, Paolo Banchero and Jalen Suggs leading the Magic, Donovan Mitchell on the Cavs. Like, these teams all have really good star players, yet I don't know. It's like since the All-Star break, nobody can shoot. Who got? It was the Celtics, I think, that lost a 26-point lead what a week or two ago, and that's the best team in the East. These teams are just playing, and I hate to use this word in regards to sports because you are paid to be consistent, so you're just playing good. And if you're not consistent, you're bad. So these guys are just playing badly right now. They've been shooting way too inconsistently since the All-Star break, and honestly, it's kind of astounding to see. I get basketball as a game of runs. But in the Eastern Conference, especially, these big leads that they give up and come back from, it is astounding to me that professional millionaires can't score for stretches of 4 or 5 minutes.
No, that's just one. You know, the biggest, Boston is 14 games ahead of the rest of the Eastern Conference. The biggest thing we've been talking about for Boston is Jason Tatum and the fact that during the fourth quarter, they've lost 16 games all season. But he's not a closer in the fourth. Like, that's, you know, that's insane, you know, and they're still, Boston is still 14 games ahead of the rest of the pack, you know, in the Eastern Conference, and this guy can't close a game. Well, what do you need to, in most cases, if you're winning your games by 20 or winning your games, like, their point differential is 11.6, excuse me. So that means they're pretty much blowing teams out of the water, you know, every single night. And so the nights that you don't, and you're not there in the fourth quarter. So I don't know, man. I think there's a lot of bad shots, a lot of jacking right now. A lot of people that are just getting the ball and chucking it up. And so pause. I see you're ready to come with it, Joe.
But, I'm gonna go pull that.
Yeah, but so that's what I'm seeing. And then there's a reason why teams like Miami, who doesn't chuck a lot of shots, you know, all the time, they typically been making it deeper into the playoffs than some teams that are just really, really trigger happy when it comes to shooting the ball. But this Milwaukee team, I think they think that they're going to be able to turn it on in the playoffs. And they might be able to, because who's going to stop Giannis? Who on the
perimeter?
Do
we think that?
I mean, there's potentially.
Do we think?
Yeah, they're still the second seed in a conference that's, I'm not going to call them weak, because I think each team that's in the playoffs has great players, you know, with the exception of maybe Atlanta, you know. But even Atlanta, between Trae Young and DeJounte Murray, are great.
All right. We got to go. We're over. Some stadium stuff going on do we really think the either of these teams are going to move? We get to that next here on Sports Sunday. Jordan Schultz, Sports Center Update.
A lot of jacking right now.
We'll trim it up. We'll clean it up a little bit.
You're so immature, Joe.
I am.
So immature.
So the Chiefs and the Royals, apparently Missouri voters reject stadium tax for the Chiefs and the Royals, where they would have paid for the stadium.
Yeah, good, I'm clapping them. That one. That's
You're
awesome.
A billionaire. Pay for your own damn stadium.
Yeah. Get your PSIs, your personal your PSLs, personal seat licenses. Yeah.
So it was a sales tax measure that would help fund a new downtown ballpark along with major renovation. You know, I'm going to pull out the timeshare pitch on these fans. Do they not care about their teams? Do they not care about their beloved Chiefs and Royals? Don't they want a nice new stadium? What's wrong with you guys?
Just a little investment every single time.
Don't
at
nobody
the
want that.
Sit through this meeting, please.
Don't nobody want that because Arrowhead is just fine.
Well, now the Royals and who's this guy? Sherman. We're deeply disappointed as we are steadfast in our belief that Jackson County is better with the Chiefs and the Royals. As someone whose roots run deep in this town, who has been a dedicated fan and season ticket holder for both of these teams, and now leading a remarkable ownership group, what is in the best interest of our fans? And something about we're going to figure out how to keep the team here, but we're also going to leverage possibly moving. These teams aren't going to move. Calling it now.
No.
Whatever, whether it's a law, tax, something that gets passed, or for the first time ever, ownership group stepping up and footing the bill for a new stadium and ballpark, I don't know what's going to happen. The Chiefs ain't leaving Kansas City. The Royals ain't leaving Kansas City. Those are two storied franchises in both those leagues. It ain't happening.
And the Royals won a World Series, 5 years ago?
Not like a decade.
Yeah, it was
it's been 10 years already?
Like 2015, I think.
It was like 15 or 16, something like that.
Jeez, it seems like,
because I remember it was the primetime World Series.
2015.
Rob's Kansas City Royals versus Jason Zucanic's New York Mets.
Yeah, okay. Dang, doesn't feel like it was that long ago. But yeah, storied franchises, and especially if you're talking about the Chiefs, 3 Super Bowls over the last, 6 years or something like that? Like, man,
Too many
to be trying to relocate somewhere. So
can't they just give one of those to the Cowboys?
I mean,
just literally give them the trophy and say, like, you know what?
You just hang on to this. I'll be back for it. Yeah. No, nobody wants to give the Cowboys anything.
Well, it would, that actually would bring a Super Bowl closer to Dallas, possibly. The mayor of Dallas was clamoring this week about how, hey, we'll take a second team over here in Dallas. Because apparently I didn't know this, the Kansas City Chiefs used to be the Dallas Texans.
They're going to bring back the Oilers?
Long, long time ago, they were the Dallas Texans. And then they did their relocation to Kansas City, and then that's when they...
Yeah, they didn't want to compete with the Cowboys. They're like, nope, we're done.
They took over the moniker of the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah, the Dallas Texans played in the National Football League for one season in 1952. They posted a record of 1-11.
Well, the Texans are taken.
History for the Dallas Texans.
Yeah. So, does the Houston Texans get their lineage then? Do they get their...
No. No, it's all like the franchise. It's all franchise based. This is why, like, the whole Charlotte thing is a little weird. Like,
oh, God.
For a while, like, the Charlotte Hornets... I think the Charlotte Hornets, they did end up, like, I don't know, winning the rights to their franchise's history. But that actually belonged to the Pelicans for a while, because the Charlotte Hornets we know now were formerly the Charlotte Bobcats, which were an expansion team. So their franchise history was the Charlotte Bobcats to now.
Yeah, whereas those 90s Hornets like Muggsy Bogues, they're technically Pelicans.
Yeah, whereas the New Orleans Pelicans were formerly the New Orleans Hornets, which were the Charlotte Hornets of the 90s and early 2000s. But I'm pretty sure that the NBA was just like, you know what?
Who cares?
The Charlotte Hornets, just take their history.
Well, isn't it the
take
same?
Take the storied history of the Charlotte Hornets and everything they've achieved.
Isn't it the same thing like the OKC Thunder?
In Seattle, yeah.
They have the rights, but Seattle, if a team ever starts back up, then the banners and the player history then returns.
I'm pretty sure OKC has Seattle's championship.
But they will go back when Seattle, because I do say when Seattle gets a new team in the NBA.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, so I don't know what they're going to do, but I'm calling it. There's no way that either of these teams are leaving that city.
No, and again, I'm one of those people that's like, why am I paying for these owners' stadium? Why or dome? Or
don't you care?
No, I don't.
It's just odd that you're asking them to pay for a tax on the stadium and then also show up to buy tickets and merchandise and really expensive food.
Which you're not makes discounting. No sense. You're not discounting at all. Like, those tickets are still going to be expensive. So I have to pay for your stadium and then pay to get into the stadium that I just paid for.
Yeah, no, thank you. If you run a tax on us locally, do we get like a Kaufman County discount to get into your stadium? No, you're not giving one, you jerks. No. Come on.
No. No, you're not. You don't even get, at the end of the season, I've never seen Jordan come to this station not wearing Mariners gear, right?
Well, and if it's not that, it's Oregon gear.
Oregon gear. I've never seen you, well, you have come, but when you are wearing any type of team gear, it is Dallas. God, see, Joe, you're so immature.
I didn't say it.
When you are here at the station and you decide to wear team gear, you're wearing Dallas Cowboys, you might have some Oregon. Have either of you ever got a letter or an email or a tweet from the Mariners, the Ducks saying, hey, man, thanks for being a great fan.
Appreciate you.
We appreciate everything you do.
Well,
here's
Oregon,
$5 off the next, you know, next time. Oregon
emails me all the time saying, give me money for the Alumni Association. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, I'm good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Mariners, hey, come and buy more apparel. We'll give you free shipping. I'm like,
yeah,
really? Like,
yeah, that, wow. But that's it. So there's no love for the fan for any of this. It's supposed to be Trailblazers Appreciation Week. How much are those tickets for these games? You know, because they should be free, considering how this team is playing and where they are. Like, it. I mean, they've won two in a row. Like, clap it up for that. But no, like, they won two in a row at a terrible time. Tickets should be free. There is no such thing as fan appreciation. They don't really care. You know what I'm saying? Like that. It's all a money grab. And I'll be damned if I was to take more money out of my taxes to help you build a stadium, and then I don't even get like a discount on tickets at least?
You just don't care.
I don't.
I just don't care.
Yeah, the Blazers Fan Appreciation Week, the first 10,000, I don't know if this was this year's or last year's, the first 10,000 fans to the arena get a special edition basketball lip balm. So you get a crappy swag item. Stuff
Did
we
you
all
hear that?
Get.
Say that again. A basketball lip balm.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Looking out for people's lip health.
And
that's
it's not even from the Blazers. It's courtesy of Ticketmaster. So, like, this is how much they care.
You can't find me an old Ruben Boom-Jay jersey you can give me. You can't find something that you, in those archives.
Leon.
You can't find something in any of those archives that you just can't give to us because you have them in abundance. Like, this is ridiculous. So,
you know what? You know what the Blazers are doing?
A lot of jacking right now. Not in the right way. Not in the good way.
All right, let's wrap things up. To bone or not to bone?
Oh.
We get to that next year. Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
I told him it was perfect length.
What the hell?
Where are these coming from?
I'm not going to say anything for the rest of the show. we're talking about tigers or something like that?
Sexy growl there, buddy.
Yeah, you like that, right? Yeah.
I do. Yeah. I'll admit it, I do.
All right. To bone or not to bone? That is the question. It's Masters Week, and Tiger Woods will be participating. And how about this? The fact that he even has this choice in his life, he is abstaining from sex for the whole week.
What? The week?
Whole week, but he is not... He is not boning right now in preparation for the Masters. That's how dedicated he is to his craft.
Michael Scott called and said, I give him the middle finger.
Well, Dirt and Sprague, they had a poll question. I believe it was worded, would giving up sex increase your performance in anything in life? And I just responded, I was like, as if that's a choice we even get to make. Like, well, imagine pro athletes, like, no, honey. I can't have sex this week. I'm sorry. I need to be at peak performance. I need to have my stamina. I need to have my testosterone levels at its highest. I need to be high T this week. So, I will not bone you.
There is a reason that NFL teams, when they're on the road, don't get or even, you know, don't really aren't supposed to have people in their rooms. Right?
Yeah,
there's a curfew and all type of stuff just to make sure that you're not spending all those energy clapping cheeks. And you can actually focus on the game. I know a lot of professional fighters that fight MMA, boxing and stuff like that, and like during training camp, like that's not, they're not going to expel that energy with sex, you know, in most cases. And you know, I understand that, you know, I get it. I don't know if
you understand that lifestyle.
I don't know. Let me finish. I don't know if I would be able.
Well, Tiger is not finishing this week.
Wasn't Tiger like a sex addict?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
that sex addiction is not a real thing. Stop.
Oh, it's a real thing.
You know what? When it's all rich and famous people saying that they're sex addicts, I fail to understand that that's a real problem.
No, it's definitely a real thing. Sex,
I don't believe it.
Sex is like any drug, like too much of it, and that's all you think about.
But a body and a drug are different. So no, but I digress.
No, it doesn't have to be a drug for it to be addictive. Food is addictive. You know what I mean? So it's just, you know, whenever you do something in excess, it can be an addiction. And sex is definitely one of those things that feels good enough to where I would want to do it all the time.
Well, if my girlfriend wants to be addicted to sex, by all means, go for it.
You say that, but man, I think if you have a partner
that's... Honey, I am run ragged right now.
Seriously, like if you have a lot of jacking right now, insatiable, and that's, you know, all they want to do at a point, it's like, yo, I'm not with this.
Well, this is a question that our Olympiads are going to have to ask as well, to bone or not to bone, because the 2024 Paris Olympics in the Olympic Village, this was something that was not allowed during the 2021 Tokyo Olympics because of COVID. But they're saying bone away. We get 300,000 condoms will be stocked in the Olympic Village for the 2024 Paris Olympics.
It's awesome.
In Paris. And they're saying like, look, we know what's happens at these places. We know what goes down in the Olympic Village. Let's try and just play it safe. All right.
We don't need anybody getting pregnant. We don't need any scares while we're here, you know.
So 14,250 residents will be in the Olympic Village of beautiful human beings. And I'm trying to do the math on that. 300,000 divided by 14,250, carry the 4, divide by 12, square root of 6. That's 21 condoms per person.
Oh, come on.
That's a lot of pipe being laid.
2 weeks?
And they're just getting their bone on every night.
2 or 3 weeks?
They're not, the Olympics aren't in Kazakhstan. It's in Paris.
Paris.
Like the most romantic place on earth. Like so yes, there's going to be a lot of smashing going on.
A lot of baguettes going around.
100%.
A lot of people laying down some escargot. I don't know what that means. The athletes, I don't know how long it's going to be, how long the Winter Olympics, or excuse me, the Summer Olympics are. It's usually about like 2.5,
it's
3 weeks.
3 weeks,
something like that.
2 weeks.
That's 21 condoms per person, 3 weeks. That's about a lay a day. I mean, that sounds like maybe you're able to recover. Maybe you should be boning. Maybe that would be better for recovery.
And mind you, you might have a week to where you're not even competing, you know, right there.
Downtime.
You get eliminated early from contention. It's like, you know what? I'm going to just hang around for the rest of the week.
I'm going to kick it. I'm going to hang out.
I got 18 condoms left.
Does your country pay for you to hang around after you get eliminated?
I think it depends on the country.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm sure there are some countries that are like, yeah, you're getting
seriously,
your
if you know you're
right
not going to medal, you know you're not going to medal, you're going to finish like 6th or 7th anyway. Like, yeah, I think I'm going to just kick it here and be an Olympian for the next 3 weeks in Paris.
I think that I need to figure out what sport I need to get into so I can get into the Olympics. It's probably a little too late for me to get to the Paris Olympics, but where is 2028?
Can we get some Olympics OnlyFans going? I'm interested. I'm interested to see what's happening. Who's hooking up? Let's go.
I'd like to see some swimmers.
I've heard all the rumors.
Oh, perfect. The 2028 Olympics. That's the one that's in L.A. Well, that's not a far travel for me at all. All right. I'll figure out what sport I'm going to medal in. Or that I'm going to start training in, so that way I can get down to the Olympic Village in 2028.
I'm with it.
And then I'll tell my girlfriend, "Hey, listen, it's all part of the event." Okay,
yeah, I'm doing this for our country.
Do you think I want to bone all these people in the Olympic Village?
I'm doing it for America.
Come on. Got to use these condoms somehow.
Hey, somebody in Oregon's going to be boning a lot here. The winning Powerball ticket was sold in this very state, guys. $1.3 billion winner on Saturday here in Oregon.
Oh, in Oregon?
Yes. They don't know the city yet. They don't know the exact store.
Don't tell them nothing. And when I win, I'm going into obscurity. Nobody's going to.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A lot of jacking right now.
We'll trim it up. We'll clean it up a little bit.
You're so immature, Joe.
I am.
So immature.
So the Chiefs and the Royals, apparently Missouri voters reject stadium tax for the Chiefs and the Royals, where they would have
good
paid
for them.
The stadium.
Yeah,
good
I'm
for
clapping
them.
That one. That's
You're
awesome.
A billionaire. Pay for your own damn stadium.
Yeah. Get your PSIs, your personal seat, or PSLs, personal seat licenses. Yeah.
So it was a sales tax measure that would help fund a new downtown ballpark along with major renovation. You know, I'm going to pull out the timeshare pitch on these fans. Do they not care about their teams? Do they not care about their beloved Chiefs and Royals? Don't they want a nice new stadium? What's wrong with you guys?
Just a little investment every single time.
Don't
at
nobody
the
want that.
Sit through this meeting, please.
Don't nobody want that because Arrowhead is just fine.
Well, now the Royals and... what is it? Who's this guy? Sherman. We're deeply disappointed as we are steadfast in our belief that Jackson County is better with the Chiefs and the Royals. As someone whose roots run deep in this town, who has been a dedicated fan of season ticket holder for both of these teams, and now leading a remarkable ownership group, what is in the best interest of our fans? And something about we're going to figure out how to keep the team here, but we're also going to leverage possibly moving. These teams aren't going to move. Calling it now.
No.
Whatever, whether it's a law, tax, something that gets passed, or for the first time ever, ownership group stepping up and footing the bill for a new stadium and ballpark, I don't know what's going to happen. The Chiefs ain't leaving Kansas City. The Royals ain't leaving Kansas City. Those are two storied franchises in both those leagues. It ain't happening.
And the Royals won a World Series, what, 5 years ago?
Not like a decade.
Yeah, it was
it's
like...
It's been 10 years already?
Like 2015, I think.
It was like, 15 or 16, something like that.
Jeez, it seems like...
Because
yeah.
I remember it was, like that long ago. It was the primetime World Series.
2015.
Rob's Kansas City Royals versus Jason Zucanic's New York Mets.
Yeah, okay. Dang, doesn't feel like it was that long ago. But yeah, storied franchises, and especially if you're talking about the Chiefs, 3 Super Bowls over the last, 6 years or something like that? Like, man...
Too many
to be trying to relocate. somewhere. So
can't they just give one of those to the Cowboys?
I mean,
just literally give them the trophy and say, like, you know what?
You just hang on to this. I'll be back for it. Yeah. No, nobody wants to give the Cowboys anything.
Well, it would, you know, that actually would bring a Super Bowl closer to Dallas, possibly. The mayor of Dallas was clamoring this week about how, hey, we'll take a second team over here in Dallas. Because apparently I didn't know this, the Kansas City Chiefs used to be the Dallas Texans.
They're going to bring back the Oilers?
Long, long time ago, they were the Dallas Texans. And then they did their relocation to Kansas City, and then that's when they...
Yeah, they didn't want to compete with the Cowboys. They're like, nope, we're done.
They took over the moniker of the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah, the Dallas Texans played in the National Football League for one season in 1952. They posted a record of 1-11.
Well, the Texans are taken.
So, for the Dallas Texans.
Yeah. So wait. So does the Houston Texans get their lineage then? Do they get their?
No. No, it's all like the franchise. It's all franchise based. This is why, like, the whole Charlotte thing is a little weird. Like,
oh god.
For a while, like the Charlotte Hornets. I think the Charlotte Hornets, they did end up, like, I don't know, winning the rights to their franchise's history. But that actually belonged to the Pelicans for a while, because the Charlotte Hornets we know now were formerly the Charlotte Bobcats, which were an expansion team. So their franchise history was the Charlotte Bobcats to now.
Yeah, all those 90s Hornets like Muggsy Bogues, they are technically Pelicans.
Yeah, whereas the New Orleans Pelicans were formerly the New Orleans Hornets, which were the Charlotte Hornets of the 90s and early 2000s. But I'm pretty sure that the NBA was just like, you know what?
Who cares?
The Charlotte Hornets, just take their history.
Well, isn't it the
same? Take the storied history of the Charlotte Hornets and everything they've achieved.
Isn't it the same thing like the OKC Thunder?
In Seattle, yeah.
They have the rights, but Seattle, if a team ever starts back up, then the banners and the player history then returns.
I'm pretty sure OKC has Seattle's championship.
But like, they will go back when Seattle, because I do say when Seattle gets a new team in the NBA.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, so I don't know what they're going to do, but I'm calling it. There's no way that either of these teams are leaving that city.
No, and again, I'm one of those people that's like, why am I paying for these owners' stadium? Why or dome? Or
don't
you
care?
No, I don't.
It's just odd that you're asking them to pay for a tax on the stadium and then also show up to buy tickets and merchandise and really expensive food.
Which you're not discounting at all. Like, those tickets are still going to be expensive. So I have to pay for your stadium and then pay to get into the stadium that I just paid for.
Yeah,
no, thank you.
If you run a tax on us locally, do we get like a Kaufman County discount to get into your stadium? No, you're not giving one, you jerks.
No.
Come on.
No, you're not. You don't even get, at the end of the season, I've never seen Jordan come to this station not wearing Mariners gear, right?
Well, and if it's not that, it's Oregon gear.
Oregon gear. I've never seen you, well, you have come, but when you are wearing any type of team gear, it is Dallas. God, see, Joe, you're so immature.
I didn't say it.
When you are here at the station and you decide to wear team gear, you're wearing Dallas Cowboys, you might have some Oregon. Have either of you ever got a letter or an email or a tweet from the Mariners, the Ducks, saying, hey, man, thanks for being a great fan.
Appreciate you.
We appreciate everything you do.
Well,
here's
Oregon,
$5 off the next, you know, next time.
Emails me all the time saying, give me money for the Alumni Association.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, I'm good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Mariners, hey, come and buy more apparel. We'll give you free shipping. I'm like,
yeah,
really?
Like, yeah, that's,
wow.
But that's it. So there's no love for the fan, for any of this. It's supposed to be Trailblazers Appreciation Week. How much are those tickets for these games? You know, because they should be free, considering how this team is playing and where they are. Like, they've won two in a row. Like, clap it up for that. But no, like, they won two in a row at a terrible time. Tickets should be free. There is no such thing as fan appreciation. They don't really care. You know what I'm saying? Like that. It's all a money grab, and I'll be damned if I was to take more money out of my taxes to help you build a stadium, and then I don't even get like a discount on tickets at least?
You just don't care.
I don't.
I just don't care.
Yeah, the Blazers Fan Appreciation Week, the first 10,000, I don't know if this was this year's or last year's, the first 10,000 fans to the arena get a special edition basketball lip balm. So you get a crappy swag item. It's stuff
Did
we
you
all
hear
get.
That? Say that again. A basketball lip balm.
Yeah, looking out for people's lip health.
And that's it's not important. It's not even from the Blazers. It's courtesy of Ticketmaster. So, like, this is how much they care.
You can't find me an old Ruben Boom-Jay jersey you can give me. You can't find something that you in those archives.
Leon.
You can't find something in any of those archives that you just can't give to us because you have them in abundance. Like, this is ridiculous. So,
you know what? You know what the Blazers are doing?
A lot of jacking right now. Not in the right way. Not in the good way.
All right. Let's wrap things up. To bone or not to bone?
Oh.
We get to that next year. Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
I told him it was perfect length.
What the hell?
Where are these coming from?
I'm not going to say anything for the rest of the show. were we talking about tigers or something like that?
Sexy growl there, buddy.
Yeah, you like that, right? Yeah.
I do. Yeah. I'll admit it, I do.
All right. To bone or not to bone? That is the question. It's Masters Week. And Tiger Woods will be participating. And how about this? The fact that he even has this choice in his life. He is abstaining from sex for the whole week.
What? The week?
The whole week, but he is not boning right now in preparation for the Masters. That's how dedicated he is to his craft.
Michael Scott called and said, I give him the middle finger.
Well, Dirt and Sprague, they had a poll question. I believe it was worded... Would giving up sex increase your performance in anything in life? And I just responded, I was like, as if that's a choice we even get to make. Like, well, imagine pro athletes, like, no, honey, I can't have sex this week. I'm sorry. I need to be at peak performance. I need to have my stamina. I need to have my testosterone levels at its highest. I need to be high T this week. So, I will not bone you.
There is a reason that NFL teams, when they're on the road, don't get, or even, you know, don't really, aren't supposed to have people in their rooms, right?
Yeah,
there's a curfew and all type of stuff, just to make sure that you're not spending all those energy clapping cheeks and you can actually focus on the game. I know a lot of professional fighters that fight MMA, boxing and stuff like that. And like during training camp, like that's not, they're not going to expel that energy with sex, you know, in most cases. And, you know, I understand that, you know, I get it. I don't know if
you understand that lifestyle. Huh?
I don't know. Let me finish. I don't know if I would be able.
Well, Tiger is not finishing this week.
Wasn't Tiger like a sex addict?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Addiction is not a real thing. Stop.
Oh, it's a real thing.
You know what? When it's all rich and famous people saying that they're sex addicts, I fail to understand that that's a real problem.
It's definitely a real thing.
I don't believe it.
Sex is like any drug, like too, you know, too much of it, and that's all you think about.
A body and a drug are different. So, no.
Yeah.
But I digress.
No, like it doesn't have to be a drug for it to be addictive. Food is addictive. You know what I mean? So it's just, you know, whenever you do something in excess, it can be an addiction. And sex is definitely one of those things that feels good enough to where I would want to do it all the time.
Well, if my girlfriend wants to be addicted to sex, by all means, go for it.
You say that, but man, I think if you have a partner that's...
Honey, I am run ragged right
seriously,
now.
Seriously, like if you have a lot of jacking right now, and insatiable, and that's, you know, all they want to do at a point, it's like, yo, I'm not with this.
Well, this is a question that our Olympiads are going to have to ask as well, to bone or not to bone, because the 2024 Paris Olympics in the Olympic Village, this was something that was not allowed during the 2021 Tokyo Olympics because of COVID. But they're saying bone away. Get 300,000 condoms will be stocked in the Olympic Village for the 2024 Paris Olympics.
It's awesome.
In Paris. And they're saying, like, look, we know what happens at these places. We know what goes down in the Olympic Village. Let's try and just play it safe. All right.
We don't need anybody getting pregnant. We don't need any scares while we're here, you know.
So 14,250 residents will be in the Olympic Village of beautiful human beings. And I'm trying to do the math on that. 300,000 divided by 14,250, carry the 4, divide by 12, square root of 6. That's 21 condoms per person.
Oh, come on.
That's a lot.
I mean,
that's a lot of pipe being laid.
2 weeks?
And they're just getting their bone on every night.
2 or 3 weeks?
They're not, the Olympics aren't in Kazakhstan. It's in Paris.
Paris?
Like the most romantic place on earth. Like, so yes, there's going to be a lot of smashing going on.
A lot of baguettes going around.
100%.
A lot of people laying down some escargot. I don't know what that means. The athletes, I don't know how long it's going to be, how long the Winter Olympics, or excuse me, the Summer Olympics are. It's usually about like 2.5, 3 weeks.
3 weeks,
something like that.
Yeah. 2 weeks.
That's 21 condoms per person, 3 weeks. That's about a lay a day. I mean, that sounds like, I don't know, maybe you're able to recover. Maybe you should be boning. Maybe that would be better for recovery.
And mind you, you might have a week to where you're not even competing. You know, right there.
The downtime.
You get eliminated early from contention. It's like, you know what? I'm going to just hang around for rest of the week.
I'm going to kick it. I'm going to hang out.
I got 18 condoms left.
Does your country pay for you to hang around after you get eliminated?
I think it depends on the country.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm sure there are some countries that are like, yeah, you're getting
seriously,
your
if you know you're
right
not going to medal, you know you're not going to medal, you're going to finish like 6th or 7th anyway. Like, yeah, I think I'm going to just kick it here and be an Olympian for the next 3 weeks in Paris.
I think that I need to figure out what sport I need to get into so I can get into the Olympics. It's probably a little too late for me to get to the Paris Olympics, but where is 2028?
Can we get some Olympics OnlyFans going? I'm interested. I'm interested to see what's happening. Who's hooking up? Let's go.
I'd like to see some swimmers.
I've heard all the rumors.
Oh, perfect. The 2028 Olympics, that's the one that's in L.A. Well, that's not a far travel for me at all. All right, I'll figure out what sport I'm going to medal in. Or that I'm going to start training in so that way I can get down to the Olympic Village in 2028.
I'm with it.
And then I'll tell my girlfriend, hey, listen, it's all part of the event, okay?
Yeah, I'm doing this for our country.
Do you think I want to bone all these people in the Olympic Village?
I'm doing it for America.
Come on. Got to use these condoms somehow.
Hey, somebody in Oregon's going to be boning a lot here. The winning Powerball ticket was sold in this very state, guys. $1.3 billion winner on Saturday here in Oregon.
Oh, in Oregon?
Yes. Congrats. They don't know the city yet. They don't know the exact store.
Don't tell them nothing. And when I win, I'm going into obscurity. Nobody's going to know.
Well, good for them. I'm going to be pissed, though, if that ticket was like bought in Newburgh or something like that.
And ditto.
I think that everybody's going to be a little upset if it was bought in their hometown. Hopefully it was bought in like somewhere random, like Joseph or Jacksonville or something like that.
Or like Eastern Oregon, down in Malheur County or somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
Away from us.
All right, that'll do it. Thanks for tuning in, Sports Sunday. Keep tuning in to The Fan because we have some things planned in the future here for our guy Mike and raising funds for him and his battle with ALS and Lou Gehrig's disease. So, Mike, we love you. We love all of you for listening. Rashad, Jordan, thank you guys as always.
My guy.
Love you guys.
Love you, fellas, man.
And everybody listening on this Sunday, appreciate you, and we'll see you next Sunday. Peace.
I told him it was perfect length.
What the hell? Where are these coming from?
I'm not going to say anything for the rest of the show. we were talking about tigers or something like that.
Sexy growl there, buddy.
Yeah, you like that, right? Yeah.
I do. Yeah. I'll admit it, I do.
All right. To bone or not to bone? That is the question. It's Masters Week. And Tiger Woods will be participating. And how about this? The fact that he even has this choice in his life, he is abstaining from sex for the whole week.
What? The week?
Whole week, but he is not boning right now in preparation for the Masters. That's how dedicated he is to his craft.
Michael Scott called and said, I give him the middle finger.
Well, Dirt and Sprague, they had a poll question. I believe it was worded, would giving up sex increase your performance in anything in life? And I just responded, I was like, as if that's a choice we even get to make. Like, well, imagine pro athletes, like, no, honey, I can't have sex this week. I'm sorry. I need to be at peak performance. I need to have my stamina. I need to have my testosterone levels at its highest. I need to be high T this week. So, no, I will not bone you.
There is a reason that NFL teams, when they're on the road, don't get, or even, you know, don't really, aren't supposed to have people in their rooms, right?
Yeah, there's
curfew and all type of stuff, just to make sure that you're not spending all those energy clapping cheeks and you can actually focus on the game. I know a lot of professional fighters that fight MMA, boxing and stuff like that, and like during training camp, like that's not, they're not going to expel that energy with sex, you know, in most cases. And you know, I understand that, you know, I get it. I don't know if
you understand that lifestyle.
I don't know. Let me finish. I don't know if I would be able.
Well, Tiger is not finishing this week.
Wasn't Tiger like a sex addict?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
that sex addiction is not a real thing. Stop.
Oh, it's a real thing.
You know what? When it's all rich and famous people saying that they're sex addicts, I fail to understand that that's a real problem.
No, it's definitely a real thing. Sex,
I don't believe it.
Sex is like any drug, like too much of it, and that's all you think about.
But a body and a drug are different. So, no. Yeah, but I digress.
No, like it doesn't have to be a drug for it to be addictive. Food is addictive. You know what I mean? So it's just, you know, whenever you do something in excess, it can be an addiction. And sex is definitely one of those things that feels good enough to where I would want to do it all the time.
Well, if my girlfriend wants to be addicted to sex, by all means, go for it.
You say that, but man, I think if you have a partner
that's...
Honey,
I am run ragged right now.
Seriously, like if you have a partner jacking right now, and insatiable, and that's, you know, all they want to do at a point, it's like, yo, I'm not with this.
Well, this is a question that our Olympiads are going to have to ask as well, to bone or not to bone, because the 2024 Paris Olympics in the Olympic Village, this was something that was not allowed during the 2021 Tokyo Olympics because of COVID. But they're saying bone away. We get 300,000 condoms will be stocked in the Olympic Village for the 2024 Paris Olympics.
It's awesome.
In Paris. And they're saying like, look, we know what happens at these places. We know what goes down in the Olympic Village. Let's try and just play it safe. All right.
We don't need anybody getting pregnant. We don't need any scares while we're here, you know.
So 14,250 residents will be in the Olympic Village of beautiful human beings. And I'm trying to do the math on that. 300,000 divided by 14,250, carry the 4, divide by 12, square root of 6. That's 21 condoms per person.
Oh, come on.
That's a lot of pipe being laid.
2 weeks?
And they're just getting their bone on every night.
The Olympics aren't in Kazakhstan. It's in Paris.
Paris.
Like the most romantic place on earth. Like, so yes, there's going to be a lot of smashing going on.
A lot of baguettes going around.
100%.
A lot of people laying down some escargot. I don't know what that means. The athletes, I don't know how long it's going to be, how long the Winter Olympics, or excuse me, the Summer Olympics are. It's usually about like 2.5,
it's
3 weeks.
3 weeks,
something like that.
2 weeks.
That's 21 condoms per person, 3 weeks. That's about a lay a day. I mean, that sounds like I don't know. Maybe you're able to recover. Maybe you should be boning. Maybe that would be better for recovery.
And mind you, you might have a week to where you're not even competing. You know, right there.
The downtime.
You get eliminated early from contention. It's like, you know what? I'm going to just hang around for rest of the week.
I'm going to kick it. I'm going to hang out.
I got 18 condoms left.
Does your country pay for you to hang around after you get eliminated?
I think it depends on the country.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm sure there are some countries that are like, yeah, you're getting
seriously,
your
if you know you're
right
not going to medal, you know you're not going to medal. You're going to finish like 6th or 7th anyway. Like, yeah, I think I'm going to just kick it here and be an Olympian for the next 3 weeks in Paris.
I think that I need to figure out what sport I need to get into so I can get into the Olympics. It's probably a little too late for me to get to the Paris Olympics, but where is 2028?
Can we get some Olympics OnlyFans going? I'm interested. I'm interested to see what's happening. Who's hooking up? Let's go.
I'd like to see some swimmers.
I've heard all the rumors.
Oh, perfect. The 2028 Olympics, that's the one that's in L.A. Well, that's not a far travel for me at all. All right, I'll figure out what sport I'm going to medal in. Or that I'm going to start training in so that way I can get down to the Olympic Village in 2028.
I'm with it.
And then I'll tell my girlfriend, hey, listen, it's all part of the event, okay? Yeah,
I'm doing this for our country.
Do you think I want to bone all these people in the Olympic Village?
I'm doing it for America.
Come on. Got to use these condoms somehow.
Hey, somebody in Oregon's going to be boning a lot here. The winning Powerball ticket was sold in this very state, guys. $1.3 billion winner on Saturday here in Oregon.
Oh, in Oregon?
Yes. Congrats. They don't know the city yet. They don't know the exact store.
Don't tell them nothing. When I win, I'm going into obscurity. Nobody's going to know.
Well, good for them. I'm going to be pissed, though, if that ticket was like bought in Newburgh or something like that.
And ditto.
I think that everybody's going to be a little upset if it was bought in their hometown. Hopefully it was bought in like somewhere random, like Joseph or Jacksonville or something like that.
Or like Eastern Oregon, down in Malheur County or somewhere, away from us.
All right, that'll do it. Thanks for tuning in, Sports Sunday. Keep tuning in to The Fan because we have some things planned in the future here for our guy Mike and raising funds for him and his battle with ALS and Lou Gehrig's disease. So, Mike, we love you. We love all of you for listening. Rashad, Jordan, thank you guys as always.
My guy.
Love you guys.
Love you, fellas, man.
And everybody listening on this Sunday, appreciate you, and we'll see you next Sunday. Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.